I'm Jen Adams, and welcome to Princeton Review Parents, the place where parents can keep up to date on what's happening in education. This edition, we'll talk about the Princeton Review's new book, The Best 366 Colleges 2008 Edition, available starting today. The Princeton Review's editorial director, Rob Franek, tells us what we can expect to find amongst its pages. So, Rob, why do you do this book?
Well, very simply, we try to make college-bound students and their parents the savviest of college shoppers. We know that there is so much bad information, misinformation when it comes to college admissions. And there's so much frenzy around college admissions when we start thinking about how competitive schools are getting. More and more students are applying to more and more schools. And then frenzy and bad information around the college financial aid process and loans. We are trying to be your older brother and sister that says, hey, we went through this process not all that long ago. We're going to try to tell you what we think is important. And we reach directly out to whom we would consider college experts. We know a great deal about schools from the Princeton Review, but we go directly to students in college classrooms and ask them very clearly, what is their experience both inside and outside of the classroom?
How do you reach the students?
We go directly to college administrators and ask them to send out a link to our online survey that exists on PrincetonReview.com. They send it out to every undergraduate email address on that campus. And then students say, hey, yes, I use the Princeton Review, or I really think this is an important service so that I can tell college-bound students very good information about what that college is to me and what that student can expect it to be for them.
So what do you do with the information that you collect?
Well, we collected this year a little over 120,000 student surveys from the best 366 colleges, and we use it in two ways. One, long narrative profiles. If you've never seen the book, it's a phone book size publication. It's nearly 800 pages. Each of the 366 schools has a two-page profile. We break those profiles up into academics, student body, and then life on that campus. And the second way is we use it in ranking lists. We have exactly 62 top 20 ranking lists. Again, surveying everything from academics to classroom activities to athletics on campus, everything that we would think of as incredibly important for students as well as parents and guidance counselors to know at a particular school.
So what's new about this edition?
Well, out of the 62 ranking lists, we actually added two more. The first one is our career services ranking list, which is incredibly important because when we think about college students, we know that colleges are the perfect cyclical model. Students come in and 4 years later, and sometimes 5 years later, those students will be graduating. They want to know what is the practical outcome of their degree. And many colleges do it well. The 20 colleges on our best career services list are exceptional when it comes to career services for those exiting students from their school. And then the second list is we had added a best overall classroom experience list. Now this is incredibly important because this is really what separates the Princeton Review from everybody else that does rankings. Now, as I said before, we go directly to students and we ask them what their experience is. But for best classroom experience, we want to know, are those professors good teachers? What are the facilities like in that classroom? Do students actually attend class? These are important things for a student to know. This is what I wished I would have known a couple years ago when I was still looking at schools. One other thing to note is that we did replace our best overall academic experience, which only looked at hard academics, so SAT scores, GPA for an incoming student. And although that stuff is useful, we do contain much of that information in the profiles of the pages. We didn't think it was useful in a ranking list, that hierarchical ranking list of just raw academics. What we really felt was important was to get out information about that best overall classroom experience. We're really proud of this list.
What's different about the way that students are looking at schools nowadays versus past years?
Yeah, frankly, I think that students are just smarter than I was. I mean, they have access to a great deal of information, as we said before, but that can also add to the frenzy. I think that it's hard for a college-bound student and their parent and their guidance counselor to sift through lots of information. That's basically marketing fodder from a lot of schools. The Princeton Review is that sole voice that says, look, you want to know what your classroom experience is like. That political environment on campus is also agreeable to the students, and we have ranking lists on that. Diversity issues on campus, gay issues on campus, all of these are incredibly important and things that Princeton Review has been including now for the last 16 years and certainly including it in Best 366.
So what makes a school right for a student?
You know, that's an excellent question, because really it is an overall fit question. You know, we had done a survey at PrinceReview.com. Each year we've done this survey, and it's called the College Hopes and Worries Survey. And we found some amazing results this year. And this is both college-bound students and their families answering these questions. And only 9% of all of the people that we had reached out to and filled out a survey said that they were looking for a school that was the best overall academic school. So only focusing on SAT scores, ACT scores, GPA coming in. But overwhelmingly, those same college-bound students and their parents said that they were looking for a school that was the best fit for them. And really, I don't think we could get a better love letter for Best 366. Best 366 takes into account all of the things that could affect a student's quality of life. Again, both inside and outside of the classroom. We get into some pretty granular detail when we start thinking about food on campus, you know, the best residence halls on campus, newspapers, radio stations, town gown relations. All of those things, while they might be secondary concerns for some students, is information that is crucial for those students to know about when making an informed choice about choosing a school.
Sounds good to me. Where can we get the book?
Pretty easily at any of your local booksellers, as well as PrinceReview.com. And also you can get a look at our ranking list on PrinceReview.com as well. So simply log on and you'll have great access.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Rob.
You're welcome.
If you're getting ready for college, you have to make some choices that could affect you for years. And I'm not just talking about where you get your education. I'm talking about where you get your student loan. Choose My Rich Uncle as your lender. MyRichUncle.com lends people just like you some of the very best rates on federal and private loans. You could get all the money you need for college and save thousands of dollars. Just go to MyRichUncle.com. You can get your loan in just 7 days and defer payments until 6 months after you graduate. Make the smart choice. Call 1-888-MYRICHUNCLE.
That's all for this edition of Princeton Review Parents. If you want to learn more about the world of education, visit our website at princetonreview.com/podcasts. And as always, you can send your thoughts to parentspodcast@review.com. I'm Jen Adams. Study hard, and we'll see you next time.